Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Madam Chairperson, distinguished delegates and colleagues, my name is Roop Sunar and I belong to Dalit community and here represent Dignity Initiative, a Kathmandu-based NGO working on promoting Dalit rights through knowledge production, academic activism, and policy interventions. As you are all aware of the fact that the digital world has opened up new avenues for marginalized communities to voice their concerns and express dissents. In that sense, social media proved to be a game changer for Dalits' inclusion in the mainstream discourse. On the flip side, this has also made Dalits more vulnerable to hate speech and its consequences. I would like to take this opportunity to highlight some of the main challenges faced by Dalits in hate speech on social media. There is a growing increment of verbal abuses or attacks targeting Dalit community in social media. The casteist and derogatory remarks have become normal. During the pandemic and beyond, caste violence and atrocities continue to occur at an alarming rate. Several YouTubers produced video reports, often distorting the facts and creating confusion and thereby misleading the public. The erosion of privacy in Nepali society has become a matter of great concern. No one seems to care about the privacy of marginalized groups. This further victimizes the victims and poses a serious threat to their access to justice. Based on these challenges, I would like to make the following recommendations for the protection of human rights of Dalits in the cyberspace. Establish and implement appropriate legal, institutional, and policy frameworks to protect Dalits' human rights in the cyberspace without curbing their fundamental human rights. The provision of seeking consent prior to the publication of personal data must be implemented. The right to privacy must be respected. The government must apply appropriate measures so that the new media users abide by ethical standards of journalism to prevent disinformation and fake information. Thank you.